Our scripture reading this evening comes from the letter to the Ephesians. We read from chapter 4, from verse 1 through to verse 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. For him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. May the Lord bless to us our reading from his holy word. Amen. Well, dear friends, for a short while before the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, I'd like to share some thoughts with you on the reading we shared earlier in the service, where Paul emphasizes the very nature and character of the church. Tonight we come to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gathered community of his people. And Jesus said, even where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. And gathered in the name of Jesus tonight, we can include ourselves within that countenance of grace that we are part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church at Greenfield, like all communities within our town, within our nation, are communities of faith. Gathered together in a particular place to worship God, we may be of different traditions and backgrounds, but certainly when we believe in the triune God, we are one in him. We often sing that hymn, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. And you don't have to be a Baptist to go to heaven, but why take a chance, you know? The reality is, we are people of God, gathered together to worship him, wherever we are called to worship him, in whatever tradition we are part of, we are part of the body of Christ. And part of that body is being individuals within that body. Because the church is made up of those who believe. Those who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord. This morning we had the joy of baptising four young ladies who professed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans, Paul describes that as being buried with Christ and raised into the newness of life that is in him. We are baptised into the whole body of Christ. The manifestation of that body for us is here gathered in this place. So God looks upon his church tonight as those who trust and believe in him, those who have repented of their sins and have come to a knowledge of his redeeming love. This morning we emphasize the truth of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, where we were encouraged to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. And there's nothing wrong with that. To have known our Creator in the days of our youth is a good thing. And we need to encourage our children and young people to a trust and belief in God that they may grow in faith and knowledge of him for all of their days. And that's what we saw this morning. In those who have been brought up here in Greenfield, in the junior church, in the Sunday school, from Christian homes where the priority of worship and a belief in God was paramount. Then Paul goes on in Ephesians chapter 4 to encourage us to walk worthily of the calling that we have received. When we come to Christ, we trust and believe in him. We have trusted him for salvation. But that has consequences in our lives. And that's what I'd like to share briefly with us all together, especially those newly baptized. We walk in faith. And we walk with a worthy character, because now we are the children of God. We have trusted and believed in him. And Paul says there are important aspects in our lives of humility, of gentleness, of patience, of bearing each other in love. That's what the church is all about. Tolerating each other in love. Creating unity, not uniformity. God doesn't want uniformity in his church. He wants unity. We are all different. We've all got our different aspects and attitudes to life. Possibly we all have different talents. There are different emphases in our lives, different interests in our lives. But it's important that we recognize that within, under the umbrella of all those differences, is that this one sense of unity that is in Jesus. That's why we sung tonight, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. And Paul says, look to Jesus, look to him, follow his example, be lights in the darkness of the world in which you are a part. Be gentle, be kind, be considerate. Remember that you are lights in the darkness of the world. And that unity then is not achieved by force, it is cultivated by character. The characters that we develop as those who trust and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. So I would encourage us tonight to be grateful that we are part of the body of Christ. I'd encourage us tonight to remember that by faith we have entered into this unique community of believers gathered in this and every place who trust and believe in Jesus. That we know that we cannot be a soldier on our own. A soldier has to be part of an army. And we are part of the people of God. We are individuals. God respects us as individuals. He cares for us. He knows us by name. Yet we are part of this body, this church of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we are united in love of Christ and for one another. Because Paul says that is rooted in the very nature and character of God himself. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. Now, those aren't a list of doctrines to memorize, but it's a reminder to us of the very nature and character of God. That's why we worship him, because he is worthy of worship and praise. I don't know about you, but spring is coming. The winter has been long and hard, and the rain has been falling. And it's still been falling a bit last week. I managed to mow the lawn yesterday, but just about. Yeah. But today is a lovely day. The sun is out. Let's hope tomorrow will be the same. Spring is coming. And we see the changing of the seasons, the change that we see around us in nature. The winter passes, the spring comes. And sometimes we take that for granted. We look forward to it, but we know it's going to come. Of course we are, because that's the very nature, the being of nature. We know that the summer will be passed, and autumn will come, and the winter will come. But we take it all for granted. We put our sets of clothes for the summer away and bring out our winter clothes. We put our winter clothes and throw them away and take out our spring clothes. I know you're all very well clothed here tonight in response to the weather as it is around us here. We take that for granted, but you know it's all from God. Give to our God immortal praise. Mercy and truth are all your ways. God hasn't created a world that is lacking in variety. And much more. He has given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ that living hope. And he has called us into the family of his people because we have trusted and believed in him. I would emphasize tonight the importance of being part of the body of the church. Of being faithful to the calling the church places upon us as those who are members of the church family. I pray that faithfulness will be your experience, you girls who have been baptized. Wherever God will lead you in the future, as I said this morning, I hope you will find a Bible-believing community of God's people where you can grow even more in faith and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you're part of the family now and you can't get out of it. Yeah? Now, we've all got people in the family, old uncles and aunts, perhaps we don't get along with them very well. Yeah? Perhaps there are some people in the family we haven't spoken to for donkey's years, and perhaps we don't want to talk to them. Huh? The reality is we're part of the family, but in the family of the church, it's different. We are brothers and sisters, the words of God says. Now, I'm a single child, and that's why my wife thinks I'm thoroughly spoilt. But the reality is I'm not. I wish I had brothers and sisters. But you know, even I haven't got any natural brothers and sisters that I know of anyway. But the point is this. I've got brothers and sisters in Christ in this very place. And that's what we give thanks to God for. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we deal with each other in that way. We tolerate each other. We speak to each other in love. We say things as we need to say, sometimes in love to each other. We grow in faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we grow in faith in the body of the church, which is his people. And when we grow, we come to a sense of maturity. Maturity is important in our Christian living. Paul says this here, it's very important that those who believe are not tossed by waves. That means that they're not unstable. They're not vulnerable to every wind of teaching, being easily misled, not susceptible to crafty schemes, not being spiritually naive. You know, the church is made up of those who respect each other in love. From minister to leadership to the people in the pew, we are all the children of God. And we grow in faith and knowledge of each other, and we deal with each other gently and with love and grace. Because that's what God calls us to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. So what does he say to us? He says four things. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. That's important. What is the truth? The truth is grounded in the Word of God. The apostolic teaching of the church is grounded in the Word of God. In the New Testament especially, we have that foundation of our faith whereby we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. If there's any deviation from that, if there's any moving away from that, then we are those who are tossed by waves and we become unstable and open to every wind of teaching. It is grounded in the Word of God. We grow in Christ together. We grow in faith and knowledge of him. You know, when you were a baby, you weren't given sausage and mash when you were first born, were you? At least I hope you weren't. You were nurtured in milk, mother's milk perhaps. Nurtured gently along the way so you grow, maturing, taking in the food that you were given to grow physically. Well, that's what we do in the church. We teach the young and the teenagers gently about the ways of Christ. We don't ground them in deep theology. We come into the Bible study to learn more of him. The preaching of the word brings us closer to Christ and his ways. Until we come to a realization and to come to the fullness of that Paul speaks of here, we grow up in Christ. We grow in him. We mature in him. We become more like him. And as we become more like him, we serve him in the world and show his love and compassion to others along the way. That is what the truth of the word expounds for us again and again and again. And we build each other up in love, encouraging one another along the way. Paul speaks here of the gifts that God gives to those in the church. We need to encourage those gifts that we can all contribute to the work of the church. And as the people of God seek to do his will and to grow in faith and knowledge of him. And so, dear friends, Paul gives us something to think about tonight, about the very nature and character of the church, of his people. We are here tonight because we believe in Jesus. We have trusted and believed in him. We are imperfect people, but we are being perfected in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are walking a path that God has ordained for us. And along that path, he will encourage us and help us and guide us and guard us and keep us until that day we shall see him face to face, growing in faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus himself. And we build each other up. That means we encourage each other. We encourage each other along the way. We help and support each other. We remember the weak and the vulnerable in the society and the world of which we are a part by doing the will of Christ out there. And we work together to the glory of his name. So let's remember that at the close of this day. Especially you, dear friends, who were baptized this morning. Remember now that you are part of the body of Christ and that you will follow the ways of humility and gentleness for all of your days. Life will be tough sometimes. You're going to go through times of temptation. None of us are exempt from that. But in those hours of temptation, you will know that in this soul, wherever you came to faith, there is the ground of the seeds that were sown that will see you through. And God will be with you. He will comfort you. He will lead you in the way that you would go. Be sure of that today. Follow the ways of humility. Don't have the attitude that you are better than anyone else. Don't look down the nose at other Christians because perhaps they don't believe exactly what you believe. If they are children of God, if they believe in Jesus as Lord, they are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Learn to love them and to share with them and to grow in faith and knowledge together. The unity we've spoken about the unity that God seeks in his church, the unity where we are bound together as those who are different, yet we are not. We don't look for uniformity, we look for unity. Of young and old, or whatever stage of life we have come to Christ, those of us who have been here since babe in arms, and those who have just come in and have come to faith, we are all together in this work that God has called us to do. And we are those who grow in faith and knowledge of Christ. Now let's be sure, dear friends, that that goal, that final promise that Jesus makes through his word, that one day that will lead you into the very presence of God. One day when this life is over, the promise of eternity is grounded in what God speaks of here, because that's the reward. That's your inheritance. Do you know, because of your commitment this morning, you're in the will. Yeah? You're in the will of God. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are inheritors of grace and eternal life and peace, both for now and for eternity. Because that's what he has promised to those who are his people. What is the nature and theology of the church? It's grounded in what Paul says here in the fourth chapter we've shared together. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. When he ascended on high, he led the captives in his train and gave gifts to men. He who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe and has blessed us as his children. So, dear friends, let's give thanks tonight that we are part of the body of Christ. Let's live in this dark and evil world as those who are lights in the world, sharing the Redeemer's love with all we know along the pilgrimage of our lives. Let's count it a blessing that we have come to this place to learn more of him tonight and to share in the fellowship of God's people. Let's give thanks for this table where we come to remember that sacrifice that was made for us, that we might come in humility, gratitude and thanksgiving for all the wonders of his grace. But more than anything, dear friends, let's come tonight in the certainty that this is all of God. It is nothing of us, we are unworthy, but he died and rose again for us. And as St. Augustine once said, if Jesus knew of one sinner who needed to come to a knowledge of his love, he would have come for that one. Do you know why? Because he goes out to look for the lost sheep. And he's looked for you and he's found you and he's brought you back into the fold of God. Here, in this, or wherever the gospel is proclaimed, is the family of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be part of his people. It is a joy to be among the saints of God. It is we who are pilgrims in a barren land who know where we are going. Around us, the word of God says, are the host of witnesses that have gone before us. Can you think of that tonight? All who have been here before us in the realms of heaven, they are the host of witnesses. Yeah. And like in a race, that they're cheering us on tonight. On to the prize, on to the fullness of that which is the Lord Jesus Christ. They have given us this wonderful heritage we have received from his word and by his grace. So, dear friends, let's give thanks tonight for the wonders of his grace. Let's give thanks for those who are new in Christ. Let's give thanks for all who are part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we go from this place tonight with faith renewed and the joyous hope of the saints of God who have gone before us. And the hope that is ours, as Paul says, you are new creations in Christ. Speak the truth in love, grow into the fullness of Christ, build each other up, and work together for the coming of his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, and it will come one day, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.